对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案画在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Do you have any plans for the weekend, Dorothy? Would you like to join me for an outing?
Thanks, but I'm going to work on my paper all weekend. So, what did you buy?
A t-shirt. It was a real bargain. I got it half price.Saving $15. I'm going to the museum Sunday afternoon. There's a new exhibition of Indian art. Want to come with me?
I'd love to, but my best friend is getting married on Sunday, and I won't miss it for anything.National Bank, can I help you?
Yes, please. What are your business hours?
We open at 9 and close at 4 during the week. On Saturday, we close 1 hour earlier at 3 and we're closed on Sunday. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I seem to have lost my room key.
In that case, you'll need to go to the front desk to get another one.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, Nora. I heard about a flat that might interest you girls. It's near the central bus station on the main road and about £75 a week. Quite reasonable. The problem is, it's only got two bedrooms, but I expect two of you could share.
Well, as long as it isn't me, I've got to have my own room because I'd be working at home most of the time. Any other information?
Yes, it's got a very big and well-equipped kitchen. And I know you like cooking, so that's another point in its favor. But there's a small sitting room and not much furniture yet. So let me know quickly if you want it, or it'll be taken. Hello, Nora. I heard about a flat that might interest you girls. It's near the central bus station on the main road, and about £75 a week. Quite reasonable. The problem is, it's only got two bedrooms, but I expect two of you could share.
Well, as long as it isn't me, I've got to have my own room because I'd be working at home most of the time. Any other information?
Yes, it's got a very big and well-equipped kitchen. And I know you like cooking, so that's another point in its favor. But there's a small sitting room and not much furniture yet. So let me know quickly if you want it, or it'll be taken.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。Hello,
Barbara. Welcome back. You look great.
Rod, it's lovely to see you again.
How was your trip?
Fun, but tiring. Milan was interesting. It's bigger than I expected. Noisier and dirtier, too.
And Florence? What did you think of Florence?
Well, I didn't go there. Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Italy. I'd really like to go to Rome. Well, the cars and the car park. Is this all your luggage?
Yes, but the suitcase is very heavy.
Barbara, what's in it? Books? Or stones?
Just 20 pairs of shoes.
Hello, Barbara. Welcome back. You look great.
Rod, it's lovely to see you again.
How was your trip?
Fun, but tiring. Milan was interesting. It's bigger than I expected. Noisier and dirtier, too.
And Florence? What did you think of Florence?
Well, I didn't go there. Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Italy. I'd really like to go to Rome. Well, the cars and the car park. Is this all your luggage?
Yes, but the suitcase is very heavy.
Barbara, what's in it? Books? Or stones?
Just 20 pairs of shoes.
听下面一段对话，回答第10至第12三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。Hello,
Thomas Brothers.
Hello, this is Mike Landon here. Is Jack Cooper there by any chance?
I'm afraid not. He's away for a day or two. Back on, let's see, Monday morning.
Oh, well, perhaps I can leave a message for him.
Yes, of course. Just a minute. Now, let's see. To Jack Cooper from Mike London.
No, Landon. L-A-N-D-O-N.
Sorry. Yes, got that. And what's the message?
Well, it's just this. Could he come to a meeting on Monday afternoon at 5 p.m.?
That's this coming Monday, October 12th?
Right. It's to discuss the new factory in France.
Fine. I've got that. I'll see that he gets it as soon as he comes in on Monday.
Good. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, Thomas Brothers.
Hello, this is Mike Landon here. Is Jack Cooper there by any chance?
I'm afraid not. He's away for a day or two. Back on, let's see, Monday morning.
Oh, well, perhaps I can leave a message for him.
Yes, of course. Just a minute. Now, let's see. To Jack Cooper from Mike London.
No, Landon. L-A-N-D-O-N.
Sorry. Yes, got that. And what's the message?
Well, it's just this. Could he come to a meeting on Monday afternoon at 5 p.m.?
That's this coming Monday, October 12th?
Right. It's to discuss the new factory in France.
Fine. I've got that. I'll see if he gets it as soon as he comes in on Monday.
Good. Thank you. Goodbye.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这4个小题。
Now, Mrs. Franks, I'd just like to read your statement back to you, and then you can write your name on it.
Fine.
I was standing in front of the Second National Bank building at about 8:50 a.m. I saw a small red car heading for the crossroads of Churchill Avenue and York Road. It was coming towards me along Churchill Avenue at about 40 miles per hour. The traffic lights on York Road changed to green, and a delivery lorry began to move forward at about 5 miles per hour. The driver of the car probably didn't see that his traffic light had changed from orange to red and ran into the side of the lorry.